Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. Shalom, shalom. This is Yaina. How is everybody doing today? Hold on, let me get Brother Adonia mic open. Shalom, Brother Adonia. How are you today?
28 more days.
Ooh, I was counting down the day myself. I was like, 28 more days. Cause
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, who is that? Jeffrey Osborne?
No, that's Brian McKnight. 28 more days.
Brian McKnight, yeah, that's my boy. Yeah.
That prayer was wonderful this morning. The closer we get, the better the prayer gets. Everything gets better and better.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the mighty God.
We're sitting on the cusp of our punishment being rescinded.
Yes, glory.
sitting on the cusp of it. Hallelujah. Not bad at all.
Hallelujah.
You understand? And I expect to see some real drastic changes. I really do.
Me too. I think everybody waiting, Brother Donnie. The whole world is waiting. Israel waiting.
Yeah.
Everybody I talk to is waiting. My kids is waiting. My mom and them waiting. Everybody counting down like we got 28 more days. I just told my sister today, the one who the pastor of the church, I said, we got 28 more days. She was like,
okay.
What's going to happen? I said, we are waiting to see.
That is correct.
28 more days. Lord, have mercy.
Well, I mean, I don't expect anything drastic to happen for us at this point. You understand? We know that our God will be more attentive to those that turn back to him in his captivity. So I feel like that like he said, man, there's nothing that they can do to us that will prevail over us, especially those that turn back to the Almighty. You understand? So, but it also reads that when our punishment is over, he's going to judge these folks, that all those nations that held us captive. Remember now, the Arabs had us captive, had Israel captive, man, for 1,500 years. You understand?
Yes,
they drug our cardio across that Sahara Desert to Mecca. You understand? And changed, and we had to change our religion or our spirituality to Muslims. For 1,500 years, they were doing that to us, man. And matter of fact, they still got that going on. They're going to be judged, too. Just Almighty, don't get nobody.
Nope. That is the truth. We're getting closer and closer and closer. Lord, have mercy. I'm excited. I have an expectation, and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I'm excited. I don't know about everybody else, but every morning, the closer we get, the better it feels. You know,
yeah.
You
do.
And the closer I get, the better it feels. It's like, whoa, this morning the prayer was so good. I was like, y'all, I just thank you. I just praise you, and I praise your name. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be an Israelite. This curse has been a blessing because out of it I learned who I was. All this has been a blessing. You know, when you can figure out you're blessed in a curse, you know you done come a long way. Woo!
That is correct, man. We've seen a lot of stuff to happen in that 400 years. You understand?
Yes,
we was chained.
Yes.
We were beaten, maimed, and murdered. You understand?
Yes,
you know.
Hallelujah. So,
that
I mean, you know, as we move forward, I mean, you know, we have, you know, when you're waiting on Yah and he know his people is waiting on him, that's the best part. You know, because everybody's waiting. Heaven is waiting. Y'all waiting. We waiting down here. Everybody's just waiting for that moment so that whoever up there with that mallet can hear it and say, census third. I mean, wow. You know, that's just off the chain. Because no matter how you try to slice it, we still serve 400 years in this doggone country.
That is correct. Yes, yeah. We got some hope.
I was talking to
you. We got a hope.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
We have some hope, man. You know, we're in a long time ago, a while back, you understand, we had not really had paid any attention to we didn't have no hope, man. You understand? We didn't know which way to go, what to do, what to say. You understand what I'm saying? All we was getting doing, all we felt was the beat down. We were getting beat down, man, you understand? And I mean, it's been horrendous. You understand the things that they did to us, man. You know, and we didn't have no hope, man. Now we got some hope, man. We see some things, man. That you know, I mean, even the punishment, the rescinding of our punishment was in play. We didn't see that. Now we see it.
Yep.
You understand? And that gives us the hope that we got, that I got now, man, you know.
Hallelujah. And then I was talking to a sister today. She was saying, well, I count when we was on the boat, because that's a part of our curse, too, is when we was on the boat. And I was like, no, the Bible said when we come to the land that we will be in the land of our captivity The ocean ride don't count. It was from the time we hit the land when we stepped on this land. That's when the clock started.
That is correct. Absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
They beat us down. You know, and from that point on, that's what the Almighty was talking about. He said, man, that we will be chastened for 400 years. That when we got into that land, this land here, not necessarily this land, I'm talking about the whole punishment scene. You understand? From the Portuguese, the Dutch, you understand? The French, all of those is part of the captivity. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that stuff started with, you know, when we came into this 400 year servitude. You understand? It didn't start 2 years after, or 3 years after, or 100 years after. It started from day one. You understand? We was beaten, chained, maimed, and murdered.
Absolutely.
It was such a horrible, horrendous scene, man. And it's still going on today. It said, you know, from day one, it didn't stop at 399. You understand? It's still going on today. You understand? When they taken and shot this little young man down, you understand? And the guy, and the little boy didn't have no weapon. You understand? You understand? And they could. He felt like his life was threatened. Didn't see no weapon. Didn't find no weapon. And I have yet to date seen one person that I know that I've seen that will pull a weapon on somebody that's already got a weapon pulled on them. I just don't get that one at all.
Right. Now I understand what you're saying, but we all know what it is. We all know what it means. And we just got to let the Most High do what he do, because he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
That is absolutely correct.
People have been doing a lot of mean things for no reason. They've been killing people for no reason, shooting people down for no reason. And the Most High going to do what he said he's going to do.
Choke that brother out, man. Choked him out. And they gave him, and they said, they didn't even give him a slap on the wrist, man. Say it was you know, they couldn't see no reason why, you know, then they should charge him. Duff him. You understand? And the brother was a big brother. I know some guys that was bigger than him or bigger as him, you understand, that knocked 4 or 5 cops out, boy. they tried to apprehend him, and he grabbed him, threw him in the air, busted. Oh, man, it was a horrible scene.
I bet it was.
Say that again?
I said I bet it was.
Yeah. You understand? They finally wrestled him down, man, you know, but he put his back up against that wall, man, and went to work on them boys. Understand?
Yeah.
Robert Youngblood, I remember him, man. He was a gentle giant. But they pushed him too, you know, you understand, pushed him too hard. You understand? And he went to work on them guys, man. 4, 5, 7 guys, man. 7 police tried to get him. They couldn't do it. You understand? They eventually got him, you understand, but he went to work on them. But, you know, see, this is our time now. We're getting ready to go into another phase of our existence. You understand? Our life, you know, it's going to be totally changed in a little while, you understand, for the better, you understand. Now, it's not going to be no walk in the park and no tiptoe through the tulips, you understand. We're going to have to still get busy and rebuild and establish ourselves, you understand, as a nation, you understand. And it's going to take some time. It's going to take some arguing and all of that stuff too, man.
Well, when we leave, I don't know how it's gonna happen. You know, well, I don't know. I just don't know. I just know that we're leaving, and however God does it, He does it. He'll be there with us, you know, to help us get through it, and that's what matters. Hold on a minute, Eric, Sister Lavia, your mic is open.
Yes,
sis, I just wanted to add, if you can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to add in, you know, that brother, I'm just amazed at the things that's happening these days, but that brother that climbed that side of that building to save his mother, 15 stories, that was incredible. But also, this other case to where this guy ran up on this woman, was trying to shoot her, and the gun jammed. He kept trying to shoot, and the gun just kept jamming. It's just you know, things that's just happening that you just ain't never heard of happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah, you're absolutely correct. You understand? That's the Almighty mercy. You understand? That's the Almighty favor. You understand what I'm saying? When things, like I said, man, if, you know, we've been put in a position, you understand, where we had to do certain things in order for our, to sustain our living, you understand, and some of it got out of hand. You understand?
Yeah.
And they wind up going to jail. That's the hand of the Almighty, because they could be killed, dead. You understand? When we go out and leave our household, if we make it back to our household, that's the hand of the Almighty, because we could be dead. You understand? These people they're cool as people on the face of the earth. They care nothing about life.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true.
And against one another. Understand? So they don't care nothing about no life. I look at all the movies on TV, man, it's shooting and killing and murder. You understand? All of that stuff. You understand? You know, and they got illicit stuff. Man. Oh, man, they don't care nothing about no life, period. So it's the hand of the Almighty. You understand? When we see these things and we come back from them and you know, you understand, we make it home, it's the hand of the Creator. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High, Yah. We ain't seen none yet. We have not seen nothing yet. Not nothing.
Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly. You understand?
Yeah. Mm-mm. And we have not seen nothing yet. There's getting ready to be miraculous things happening. Y'all getting ready to do some great things with us. And, you know, it's just, it's a lot. We just got to get ready for it mentally, you know, because we're going through so much.
Yeah. This stuff is not going to bounce back, Sister Yaina, man. Everybody, you know, you understand, the other side of the coin, you understand, is that everybody think, well, you know, eventually it's going to, you know, straighten out. It's not going to. Do you know that they ain't talking about no business of this society today? All it is about Trump, you understand, and what is it, the Mueller investigation and his report, you understand? They ain't talking about no business. I mean, this society is, it's in dire straits, man. You know, the roads is falling apart. You understand? The bridges is falling apart. You understand? These buildings, school buildings, man, they need new school buildings. They need to spend some money in those areas. Man, they ain't talking about none of that. They talking about Trump. You understand? You know, and if they don't start to try to do something about this this society here, you understand, it's going to be too late. You understand? Things is going to be happening so fast. You understand? When they pick one thing, the other thing is going to fall apart. So, you know, this is not coming back here. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and have mercy. What a moment it is. I mean, it's surreal. You know what I'm saying? We sit here, we look at it, and it's just doggone surreal that we, you know, I don't know. We talk about it all the time. The emotions is all the same. The conversation is all the same, because it's just, you know, sometimes it's hard to believe and sometimes it isn't. It's just a lot, you know, but we're here and we got to go through it. And I'm excited. I really am excited. So
I mean, you know, there's a lot of things happening. I think they passed that bill, HR something. They're revising the prison system. Now, listen to this. Sister Levia sent this to me today. They're passing a new law where they're going to let some of the prisoners out. Let's see what it say. Hold on. It says H.R. 5682 would direct the Department of Justice to establish a risk assessment system for prisoners and expand programs within a federal prison system to reduce recidivism. The act also would change early release rules to the extended amount of time credited for good conduct. Look at that. You know, all this stuff is being laid out for us. I mean, you know, what else?
Yeah. That sounds good. And I like the concept, you understand? But if they're not going to put them brothers or sisters, you understand, in some kind of program where they can reestablish themselves and become productive members of the society, you understand, they ain't going to do nothing but go back to the penitentiary because they ain't got no jobs for them. I mean, they got jobs out here, but the jobs is menial jobs. They're not bringing in no whole lot of money. You understand? I had a plan. You understand, for recidivism. You understand what I'm saying? Where we could teach them young brothers the hammer and nail. You understand the hammer and nail and the rule. You understand? Teach them how to reestablish buildings, put buildings together, and once they get that under their belt and they recognize, you know, the ins and outs of that, you understand, they could go ahead and establish their own business. You understand?
No, I'm talking about leaving. The Most High said he was going to open up the prison doors.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. You understand? You know, we can't, you know, I mean, you know, you're right. The Almighty said that the prison system was going to be, they were going to let them brothers out of the penitentiary. Yeah, that's true, too. But they still need some
work.
A lot of them need some work, man, mentally. You understand? A lot of them are not mentally all there, too. You understand? You know, you know, that's a good thing, and I really understand it, but they need some serious work, you understand what I'm saying? Because, you understand, they've been locked down, they've been treated like excrement for whatever time period that was in, that some of them, you understand, had life sentences, and they had 15 years, they had been 15 years stay in the penitentiary, man. That's a long time to be mistreated and abused, and it works on your mental psyche. You understand? Oh, you understand? So that, you know, it's a good thing, but I don't, you know, it has its flaws in it too. That's my opinion.
Right. Hold on a minute. Let me get her mic back on. Sister Levia, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, Brother Donnie, I do agree with you, but you know, we're at the end of captivity of this center, so. You know, if he didn't work this so that they can get out, and he says that everybody coming, then it's on the Most High to determine how that's going to be worked out. But it also means that we have to be in a certain place mentally to be able to deal with these people.
That is correct too. That is absolutely correct too.
So we
now
messed
I know,
up too.
You know,
we mentally messed up too.
Yeah, we got it.
We got
mental problems. We suffer from post-traumatic slave syndrome. You understand? Which has been with us since time of slavery, since they came and got us out of our bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. You understand? Never to see our land again, except in a Spielberg movie. So that was trauma by itself. You understand? It was passed on from generation to generation. You understand?
Yeah.
So, you know, I know we got some problems. I know it. On top of those problems that we...
I said we got some stinking thinking. I mean, because if you look at... I was listening to a podcast of Master P, you know, making a... he was talking on one of the radio shows, and he was talking about how... you know, the industry is still blocking them from doing certain things, and you can make music, but you can't be, you can't own stuff, and you can't be your own producer, and you can't, you know, and we are, we still trying to find a way to fit in. And until they realize that this was just punishment, is we're never going to be equal here. You know what I'm saying?
That
and that we have to mentally, we have to release ourselves from this and get ready to go back to the status that we were supposed to be in the first place, because we weren't supposed to beg nobody for nothing. We was on top. And they still trying to find a solution or answer as to why it ain't working. Because this was a punishment.
That's right. You absolutely correct.
And I think since the more you keep saying that, the more it becomes my reality.
Okay.
Because my normal reality is being out here with everybody and trying to fit in. But it's that constant reminder, and also through the studies, that it reminds me that, no, we're not supposed to fit in. We have a land that's ours. And, you know, because it's always been something we've read about, and we now coming into the understanding of, you know, who we are and what this is really about. But, you know, the more we keep telling ourselves that and hearing each other say that, it becomes more of our reality that, you know, none of this is made for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they put us in a position, they brought us over here, and eventually they cut us loose with no handbook. we had to figure this out on our own, and we made some blunders, man. You know, and some of it got distorted and everything, man. You know, our intent was to survive. That's all. You understand? But we went too far with it. You know? You understand? And they knew what they was doing. You understand what I'm saying? They didn't give us nothing to work with. We had to figure this out ourselves. That's why our hood looked like it, our hood. You understand? Because we had they picked up everybody else's neighborhood, put money in everybody else's neighborhood, and we had to try to figure this out ourselves. When we catch the bus, we got 2 miles to walk to get to the bus.
this is real serious business here now. You know, we at the end of this thing, and this is a punishment that's over now. You know, and everybody keeps asking the same question, what now? I said, all we can do is wait on y'all. We can't do anything but wait on him.
That's correct.
What now? Everybody wants to, that's the next question, what now? You know, and it's like, we got to wait on y'all. But this was nothing but a punishment, and we've been punished long enough. You know, we had played each other against each other. We have competed with each other. We have murdered each other. We have crawled over each other. In corporate America, we have walked over each other to try to attain something that really was never attainable. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody was always there to let you know that you was on the bottom. And, I mean, now we to the point now where the Most High is saying, okay, enough.
That is correct. We in our search for a spiritual connection to our Creator, we took on all kinds of relationships with other gods. You understand what I'm saying? And so I don't condemn nobody, man, because we all searching for that spiritual connection. You understand what I'm saying? But in the quest for that, you understand, we demonize everybody, you understand, that don't think the way you think and everything, you understand? It's way beyond gotten out of control. You understand? And so the next thing that I think, you understand, is for you to get in that book and read it from the beginning to the end. You understand? To find out, and in doing so, I believe that the Almighty will open your eyes, be able to let you see, you understand, what the next thing is. Hallelujah.
And guess what? The people who claim they wasn't worshiping other gods, we in the same condition. Everybody messed up. Everybody in the same condition.
That is true.
I mean, you know, it's a point where it's like, look, we all in the same doggone position. Let's try to figure out how to get prepared so we can get the heck up out of here.
Absolutely, I agree with that. That is, you know,
it's
that's right. definitely not going to. It's going to get worse if it get anything. It's going to get worse if it get anything, because you understand what I'm saying? If I can't even say that, because I don't want to undercut the Almighty. I know he's going to do what he say he's going to do. You understand? But it's going to get worse before it get better. You understand? And if we don't learn who our God is, you understand, and come back to him, you understand, the salvation that will go over your head.
That's true. I mean, you know, but thank God he's going to be there, because he'll be there to straighten it all out. Because I ain't listening to nobody. I'm going to wait on y'all. I'm waiting till y'all get there to tell me what to do. I am not following none of these nobody. I'm not. He said he was going to be there, and I'm going to wait on him. I don't know when about nothing else, and nobody coming to do nothing else. I'm waiting on the Most High and see what he say he's going to do, because he said he was going to be there. So I have to trust that. You know, wherever we going to be or whatever we going to do, he has to be there to be able to help us to do it the right way, because at the end of the state we're in right now, there is no way humanly possible we're going to come together and do anything together. We can't even come together and pray, okay? All that other stuff, it would be pure pandemonium, and it would be pure chaos. So that's why y'all got to be there. That's why he said, I'm going to plead with the rebel face to face.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm not no.
We don't have no alternative, Sister Yaina. We just had all kinds of martyrs and preachers and everybody, but they died off. So we need to try the Almighty Yah. You understand? The God that don't die, the one that put everything in place. You understand? The one that said that. That he was coming to get us and bring us back into our rightful place in the earth. You understand? And it's just so amazing, man, that everybody that don't understand, you understand, can't see that we the only nation that don't have a land, don't have no place. We Americans, black Americans. What is that? What is that?
Right. And they still making up stuff. And they still trying to make up an excuse for it, still, to this day. And it's like, man, get over yourself. Let's go. I went to the post office today, and this lady, it was a black lady. She was very well-dressed and everything. And the fact that I had my natural hair, you should have looked at the way she looked at the disgust, because I was wearing my natural hair. I just looked at her and smiled. I said, honey, you don't even have a clue. No, how brainwashed we are as a people. We have truly been brainwashed, but it's okay, because it's almost over now. Those will be the ones that will stay behind. They will. Those will be the ones that will stay behind and think this is worth having. And all hell will break loose.
Yeah. I'd like to be a fly on the wall when some of these people that look down on you, you understand, wake up. when it dawned on them, what's going on? When the light bulb come on, you understand? I want to see their reaction.
It's gonna be sheer terror. It is. Because we going into a serious phase here. You know, it's gonna be sheer terror.
Well, just like the Almighty opened our eyes, or opened your eyes and opened my eyes, you understand? The Almighty has the opportunity, the opportunity is still there for their eyes to be opened. You understand? So I just want to be able to, I just hope and pray that it don't be too late. You understand? Because sometimes, man, see, we have, you know, when our eyes is open, you understand, we have to be able to see beyond what we see, you understand, you know, because, see, right now we're looking at the change coming, this big change, it's going to be a big change, you understand, and we have to prepare ourselves to get away from here and get out of this society. You understand what I'm saying? And so understand when you know, when the change comes. I forgot my train of thought. I'm so sorry. please excuse me. I'm still thinking. I'm trying to get my back on point. And it happens so often. Maybe I'm old. Huh?
Well, anybody else want to push one? You have anything you'd like to say? We would love to hear from you. You know, we just rattling on, you know, trying to figure out what's getting ready to happen, and none of us know for sure, you know, but we could be bracing ourselves, you know, because the closer it gets, everybody says to themselves, this is really real, ain't it? We really leaving, aren't we? Yeah, we are. You know, that's the only thing left next. There's nothing else left next but to see the judgment and the lead. That's the prophecy.
That's right.
There's nothing else left. Once we get past this date, these 28 days, there's nothing else left but to get ready to get prepared to leave, because Yah said, or Yisrael said, he's going to turn our captivity right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing else left.
It's just surreal to think that this, you know, we're not crazy. We're not crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
You ain't crazy. No. Yup. You got a prophecy, and you have a hope. And nope, you're not crazy. Not at all. Hope.
Oh, okay. We kept wondering what it's going to be like. We kept saying, what is it going to be like to get down to 30 days? And here we are.
It's
unbelievable.
Freaking out. Freaking out.
Like,
everybody is just tripping, like, wow, this is real. You know what I'm saying? That this has been a real life experience to have been in this place this long. You know, when you think about 400 years, that's a long time to be in the same place.
I'll be glad when we get to a point to where we can, our isms and schisms aren't keeping us separated by this thought or that. I mean, you know, when we can all look at each other as the same nation without your belief or what you believe, but we should be wearing dresses or we should be wearing pants or we should be doing this and we should be doing that. I'll be just that glad to be at that point when we can finally just say, okay, everybody, all eyes on y'all, and leave it at that.
Well, that's going to take y'all to do that. That is truly going to take the most time. That's going to take him, because we ain't going to be able to do that. We just really ain't going to be able to do that. You know, they're not in a position to do that now. We still scrambling and arguing and fussing, but it's okay, you know, because like I said, I got my eyes on y'all. I'm going wherever he goes, and that's been my premise the whole time. Yes, I will do this. I will do what he said do. We are going to Washington, D.C. to say our prayers and to say and ask him for our forgivenesses. But at the end of the day, I'm going where he is at. That's just me. He said face to face, and I believe him face to face, because I don't think that anybody is mentally in a position to be able to lead us, guide us, or none of that. It's just too much. We got to wait till we get to where he is, and he'll help us be where we need to be, because it's too much. And we were talking about that today, and I want to make this announcement, too, to you all who are new to our call and new to our class. Steer clear away from those camps. Steer clear away from the brothers that's on the street corners, because even though you're excited about the fact that you're Israel and you're Israelites, like you said, there's still a lot of ism and schism, and they have a lot of differences when it comes to what they think Israel is supposed to be. And my advice to you is enjoy being an Israelite. Enjoy your newfound identity. Enjoy Yah. Enjoy the word. And do not let anybody get you hung up on no isms and schisms, because that's what Israel has turned into, is isms and schisms and groups and camps. And steer clear from that until you get to where Yah is and to the best of your ability. Because I'm telling you, if you don't, you're going to be bounced around by every wind and doctrine. You will.
That's right.
You will. I've met people that told me that y'all want us to be vegetarians. And I said that can't be true. Because the Bible said that he told us these are the animals that you can eat. Well, I didn't mean y'all said it. I said, but that's what you said. You said y'all said it's better for us. Well, I just think it's better for us to be very vegetarians because that's what we was on the other side of the Garden of Eden before sin. But then you going against what y'all's telling us to do. Now, if you want to be a vegetarian, that's your choice. But for you to tell the whole Israel as a nation that that's how we're supposed to be, that's not biblical. And if you don't know the word, you will get caught up in those type of things right there. There's nothing wrong with being a vegetarian if you don't want to eat meat. I'm not going against people who don't want to eat meat. I'm just saying it has to be an individual choice because you don't want to do it. And there's a lot of things out there that they hold people to the fire for because of some stuff they have heard other people say, and they can't back it up with Scripture. They just cannot. So steer clear of that. And that's why a lot of the people that are in the church that have become conscious of who they are, that's why they don't want to leave that surroundings because of fear of stepping out into this world and meeting up some of these people in these situations. It's safer for them to stay there because you come out and you got to have on this type of clothing. You can't wear this kind of stuff. And you got to make sure you look this kind of way. And you got no. When the most God get us where we going, he will deal and address all of that, and we will know what to do. Because if not, you'll be crazy. You will. Some people came out with, oh, you can't wear no leather shoes because they killing animals. They been killing animals. Everything you got, they killing animals from the leather t-shirt sitting in your car to everything you use, they killing animals to do it. Y'all kill the animal. Like, that's just such a sin. It's like, get over yourself. This is the society we live in. They had badger skin covering the tabernacle in the wilderness. Where do you think they got the skin from? They had to take it off the animal. It's just stuff like that. It's like, okay, let me stop because I'll go there. Eric Cole 757, your mic is open. Go ahead, you on the air. 757.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Okay, I just wanted to ask you, I know that we expect things to change, but I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking things are going to change also for the Gentile nations because as the Most High turns his favor toward us, you know, these, like you said, these curses are going to be falling upon them. And so a lot of things that they're not going to be able to, you know, to sum up, like, you know, things that we have been going through, like the jobs and the houses and this and the other, they're not going to be able to understand that. So it's going to be changes for everybody, you know, after this 30-day period is over.
Well, I mean, you know, no, not necessarily because, you know, usually before things get better, they usually get very worse. So we're going into Jacob's trouble because we're still in captivity. We're still under the leadership of these people. And the fact that the Most High is showing us favor may cause them to experience jealousy, may cause them to experience more hatred because it's called the time of Jacob's trouble. But he said, Jacob shall be saved out of it. It doesn't mean necessarily that we're going to prosper here. You know, we might. I don't know. I can't say yay or nay. It doesn't mean that I know for sure that we're not. But we're still going to be here, and we're still going to have the issues that we have with them, and they're still going to continue to do what they do because of Jacob's trouble. It's just the Most High said, Jacob shall be saved out of it. Now, what that means, nobody knows for sure. We just don't know. You know, it's not a period where everything is going to be wonderful and, oh, my God, we're going to have money and he's getting ready to bless us and we're going to walk around and it's going to be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful all the time. That's not what that means. It just means that our sentence is up. We have served our sentence. And we're going to get prepared
to leave here. Now, in the process, y'all may bless us financially with money. We may have those things. I don't know. I'm not saying yes or no. But I know that Jacob's trouble is coming. And he said that it's going to be a time that has never been, nor ever will be since the history of a nation, that it's the time of Jacob's trouble. He said, but Jacob shall be saved out of it. So it's going to get real bad. Now, how that works, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? When, how bad, he said it's going to get real bad. If it's a time that has never been, then it's going to get real bad. Now, he said we're going to be saved out of it. It may not affect us. I don't know. Because you know what? When they were, when this nation was, when Egypt was being judged, nothing happened to Goshen. I don't know how he's going to do it. You know? So when the hail and the fire was falling on Egypt, Goshen was a thriving area. But the Egyptians was hating on them for real. They made, guess what? When Moses came, they made their labor harder. They made them make brick without straw. And they was excited about the fact that Yisrael had introduced himself to Moshe. They was excited about the fact that he came and told them it was time for them to leave. But guess what? Guess what Pharaoh did? He made them work harder. But then the Israelites got mad at Moshe. That when you, before you got over here talking all that mess, at least they let gave us if we was making brick and we had straw. Now we got to make brick without straw.
But I'm thinking, and and correct me if I'm wrong, like, okay, I know that we're supposed to be leaving, and it says we're going to be leaving with great substance. So if you really think about that, doesn't that mean in order for us, some kind of way for us to be leaving with great substance, that means it has to come from them. And so a lot of stuff that they are able, that they're enjoying, it might not be possible for them to no longer hang on to a lot of this stuff, like this inherited, like houses and this and that, bank accounts. It's got to come from somewhere.
I don't know how y'all going to do it, because great substance we found out is gold and silver and cattle and the things that we're going to need to sustain ourselves. We can't carry houses with us. We can't carry cars with us, and we can't carry bank accounts with us. He's not talking about paper money with Gentile presidents on the front of it. So whatever it is and however he does it, we don't know. We just don't know. That's why I said everybody wants, that's the big question now. What's next? What do we do now? You know, and we have to wait until God gives us the instruction, because we don't know. I don't want to give you a false answer and say, well, this is going to be like this, and we're going to be happy, and everything's going to be wonderful, and then all hell break loose. And you'd be like, well, that ain't what you said. I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea how we're going to do it. I don't know. I know what the Bible says, but there's no timeline where he says, okay, this is going to happen first, and then this. After the curse. This going to happen, and then this going to happen. And there's nothing there to say that. So we have to wait and see. Hold on, let me get this mic open. Eric, call 478. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, sis.
Hey, shalom, brother. You're right, shalom. How are you?
I'm good. I want to add this to it. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, we're looking for this and that and the third. But I'm going to suggest that everybody better start putting up some food and water, because before we left Goshen, it's just going around telling everybody put the food and water up, because something's coming. It ain't going to be no easy ride. Now, I'm just saying, people need to start putting up that food and water, because this is going to get rough. And last night, I was looking at this news show on television, and they were showing some images from Nazi Germany to today, to our current president, number 45, and they were saying this is strikingly similar. So I'm telling you, hold on to your butts and get ready. But they were showing that the people were doing the same thing, just like they were telling those women, go back to where you came from. And then they start saying, what were they saying? They were saying something about send her back. If you go back to the 1940s, you're going to see that when Hitler was in power, he had an audience doing the same thing, talking about the Ashkenazi Jews. Send them back. Mm-hmm. Send them back. The only difference is the Ashkenazis were from Germany. People might have thought they were from Israel, but they were from Germany. Now, who, with all this hatred and all this stuff being fueled out, they're thrown out, they're like red meat right now. Don't you know that them folks are going to turn and have a fit with us at some point? You can just see it building. That's why
it's building,
That's why I suggest to all our families, go and start putting up their food and water, because especially women and single women with children, get you some food and water, because it's going to be bad. You don't need to be in those streets looking for food and water when this thing hits.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree. 100%.
Yeah, it's probably pretty much on the cusp of it at that. Because, I mean, it's the power going out and all these tornadoes and storms and floods and everything else going on. So, you're only getting the prelude before it's coming. Sure
is. Yes, it is.
You know,
it ain't a matter of if.
That's right. I agree. I mean, you know, y'all said we was going to be saved out of it, you know, and that's definitely something that we can take to the bank. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You do what you can do. You do the best you can do. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And rejoice and be happy because, you know, the problem, I think, is going to be for the people who are unwilling to accept that we are who we are. I'm talking about our people that's walking around not believing it, because you always going to have those ones that's on the side of the Gentile. And that's where the problem is going to come in at. It's going to be that way.
That is a fact. Got a lot of them.
And people from the church that don't want to, I'm just going to wait on Jesus. I've been waiting on Jesus this long, and Jesus ain't never let me down. I'm going to wait on Jesus. Them. You know? Them. Because they're, everybody not coming in the first way. They're not. Everybody's not coming the first time.
Nope.
They really are not. And it's going to get to the point where they're going to be bringing you. They're going to get a reward for bringing you to the wilderness. And look, you got to think about this, or even to the land, because the wilderness ain't supposed to be for the 3.5 year stay. It's a 3.5 year stay. So if that's the case, things are going to happen really fast, unless the Most High slow it down. Unless you slow it down.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to be bringing some of them people. And they say they're going to have you on their shoulders and bringing you over to the land and looking for you. You're going to be an endangered species. They're going to be looking for Negroes that's left behind that didn't leave to bring them back over there. But right now, we got to go through it. I mean, I hope it's like you said it is, sis. I really do. Because, I mean, everybody be like, we done been through enough. But, you know, you can't never... You can never dismiss how another nation is going to feel when they know this thing is turning around.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Or when they sense that we're leaving. Because, you know, it's like, where y'all think y'all going? That's what I hear. Where y'all going?
Yep.
What y'all doing? And then when you tell them, you know, we've done 400 years here, you should see how their facial expression is. They turn up their nose, right, so? So they ain't happy, you know? And they ain't happy. But all the Noah's sons have gone through this transition. All the Noah's sons have gone through this transition. It started with Ham first and Nimrod and all that kind of stuff. Nimrod had a world government, you know, and then it moved down to Nebuchadnezzar and them, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then now Japheth's kids done had it, and, you know, we had it after, what's it called, but we didn't have it for a long time. We had it after Nimrod, man, but we didn't have it for a long time because the Most High let our eyes was cut short because of our disobedience, so he turned it back into the hands of them. And now Japheth got it, and Japheth has had it a long time. They've been in control for a long time, and nobody wants it to end. No nation wants this to be over. Can you imagine what it would be like if, and I want you, I just want to ask this question, because all of us was like that at one time. We put stock in this thing. We put stock in the stock market. We were comfortable with the fact that we could get a job, that we could have health insurance, that we could bring a check home, we could buy a car, we could get a house. We could get the things we needed, and we could dress like we wanted to dress, and we could party the way we wanted to party, and life was good. And we would live the low level, but can you imagine the rich, that this is what their foundation is shaped on? The stock market is their foundation. The banking system is their foundation. Can you imagine just the thought of all of that tumbling?
Yep, and they're supposed to be making it harder for you to qualify for Medicaid and Medicare. It's a food, the SNAP program. So a lot of that, I mean, they're dwindling it down slowly but surely. But if you hear that word, throw it up.
And quietly. I read that too, Gavir, when they were talking about the TANK program, where you could qualify for TANK and you didn't have to certified for 2 years. You didn't have to come up with any sort of proof or identification or income verification for 2 years. And that allowed millionaires to be on TANK, that they're cutting those programs in half where those people will not be able to sign up for the program. They're getting ready to put the women's faces on their food stamp card so they can't get a food stamp card to anybody and sell the stamps. I mean, they doing what they're doing very quietly.
Uh-huh.
You know.
So long as they're doing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be careful of your phone calls, because they called me today and told me that they cut me off of Social Security. Social Security number has been compromised. Now, of course, I'm skeptical when people call me, especially when it's a foreigner, you understand, on the phone, and he was explaining to me that certain things had happened, you understand, and he gave me his $87,000 that was used in my name and my Social Security number. You understand? And he went through a whole lot of stuff. You understand? Now, and it was a foreigner talking, man. You know, he said, don't interrupt me. You understand? I'm trying to give you some information, and we're gonna turn your car back on, or turn your, you know, work with your accountant and all that kind of stuff, man. You understand? So I got to wait, because I don't get no check from them until the third of the month. So, But you know, if I wasn't skeptical about people calling me and giving me that kind of information, you understand? Just like they called me about Microsoft, your computer has been corrupted, you understand? It's going to be cut off, and your Social Security card and all your credit cards and all that. You know, they had called me with that kind of information, and it never happened, you understand? So I don't know what they're doing. They're doing a lot of stuff here, man, you know. Me being a senior citizen, you understand, if I didn't have believe in the Almighty, I probably would be shaking in my boots right now. But I'm not.
Brother, don't
you understand?
Yeah.
I know that these guys,
yeah.
Huh? Yes?
They did my father the same way. That's a scam. The IRS or the Social Security Department will never call you on the phone. They will send you a letter in the mail. Mm-hmm. So if you ever get a foreigner calling you to get any information, don't give out any information over the phone. My father just told me that very same thing yesterday. He said they done cut my check off. But I told him the lady he's staying with told him it's a scam. You know, and they're trying to do anything and everything at this point, and they do. They deal with the senior citizens. They do.
Yeah. Well, I'm not
and
giving up no information, man. I said, if you call me and got my name, then you got all the information you need. I said, I ain't giving you nothing.
Yeah. And that's with Microsoft, too. I said, that's with Microsoft, too. They're never going to call you or send you some they're never going to call you about your computer or anything like that.
They
just be
that's what they
that
did. They called me, man. You understand? Yeah. But, you know, and what they did was with my what's name, they had, this is a bullet, they put it on my computer, man. All of a sudden, this thing came up on my computer. This is a emergency notice, your computer's been affected, blah, 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 you understand? And I couldn't get it off, man. I cut my computer off. You understand? Later on, I cut it back on. There wasn't nothing going on. You understand?
Yeah,
so
and
I know that these...
Every time they come up, just shut your whole computer down and restart it. Because those don't be nothing but hackers. That's it.
And I think that, you know, see, when they put these things, you know, these computers and got us electronically hooked up, man, ain't got no fail safe. Come on, man. They supposed to have something in there that in case anything go down, you understand, we'll be all right. They kick the fail safe will kick in. But I know this is all scam, boy. American, United States government, all that stuff is in cahoots.
You know what it is? It's the infrastructure breaking down. That's what it is. The infrastructure, guess what? They hack companies and get social security numbers and credit card numbers and all that kind of stuff all the time. Because
that
this system is not what it's cracked up to be. It's not.
That's Equifax just got to doing that same thing.
Yeah.
So they getting all the information.
It's falling apart. I told you if they pull the string, the whole sweater going to come apart. It's falling apart. The most I said we was going to see the destruction of it. And the infrastructure is falling apart. All this technology, if this technology ever go down, we are done. You know, the water filtration system is on its own. It's dealing with technology. Everything we do is based off of technology.
Absolutely.
So, like I said, that's why we got to go back to the basics. When we go back, we going back to living off the land. We're going to go back to camping. We're going to go back to fishing. We're going to go back to carrying our own animals with us. We're going to go back to growing our own food. We're going back. We got it already prepared. So that we can go back and then be detoxed from all of this stuff.
That is correct. I agree.
Thank God.
Woo. Me too. Hallelujah. I am so glad I will be so glad to be unplugged from all of this.
You know, it is. It's like getting unplugged from the matrix. You know what I'm saying? It really is. It's like unplug your... Now, how he said we was going to be able to see the other nations warring in the wilderness, how he going to be able to do that, that's going to be some supernatural, miraculous stuff. But I bet you ain't going to be no cell phone. I bet you ain't going to be no cell phone.
Yeah. Are y'all familiar with April Ryan?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, she's a news commentator for one of the public stations, and she's at most of the conferences. Is that you should see her face? She looked like a white woman, and if y'all seen her, you understand she always looked. You can always tell that she was a black woman. Man, her face is almost white. You understand what I'm saying? And she's on CNN right now. You understand? And she's been a CNN supporter or whatever. You understand? Oh, man. It's a shame. A sad, sad situation. And one other thing I wanted to say is Trump didn't look. Trump looks more worried now than he ever been. Because he looked worried to death.
I bet. I don't know why. I bet he is.
You know that Mueller supposed to give his testimony at tomorrow. You understand? And about his report and et cetera. You understand? And he and Trump been saying that he's been exonerated by Mueller's report. But Mueller going to speak on his report tomorrow. And Trump, and ever since that been out, he been looking worried, boy. It's a sad, sad case. This place is falling apart, boy. You understand? Every day you can come up, you can see something new coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely crucial. It's just something, I mean, you know, but here we go. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They got to do their part. Everybody trying to cover themselves, and it's all going to fall. It's going to go the way the Most High set it up to go.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. And he ain't going nowhere until he play his part. He's not.
Yeah, this is the Almighty production. You understand? This is all about what he wants. You understand? Because he gave us an opportunity, man, to if we did the laws, man, you know, they got the blessing and the curse. You understand? And had we did what we were supposed to do, we'd be under the blessing. But he knew that we were not going to do it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And what really stunned me is that we read in the scriptures not too long ago about how they said that they was going to worship Baal and Astos and Molech. You understand what I'm saying? And they told the Almighty to his face this is what they was going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mess. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's going to be worse. It's going to get worse. It's not going to be no easy road, you understand, but it's going to be our plight and what we're going to go through, and the Almighty is going to we're going to be happy whether we like it or not, you understand. We're going to be happy, you understand, because this is going to be our thing that we're supposed to set up, that we're supposed to be. You know, the nation that the Almighty had already ordained us to be. You understand? So, you know, it's just, you know, it's going to be take time. It's not going to be long, you understand, because we got a God, the God of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You understand? He's the one that's orchestrating all of this and putting it all in place.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, I mean, you know, it's a serious moment, you know, in our history, period. It's a very serious moment. It's exciting because he said Jacob was going to be saved out of it, and I believe that with my whole heart. I do. I believe that. You know, I hope that it's something set up, a portal or something set up where we can get out of here. I really do.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be that easy, Sister Yaina. We're going to have to put one in front of the other, you understand? Because, you know, in that 2,500 years that we've been away from our law, you understand, it was no easy road. We had to go through stuff. We had to do things, you understand what I'm saying? And in it, the Almighty had saved us, you know, from total annihilation, you understand? This is his program. You understand? You know, that's just my opinion.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we'll see. One thing about it is we'll see. The Most High.
Out of it all, Jacob, you'll be saved. That ain't no problem.
What
is that? He's our God, and no other nation can make that claim, period.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, we're here now. There's nothing else to do but wait on y'all. We just got to wait on it and see where it goes from here. You know, I'm excited that we're on our way out. However long it takes, I hope it don't take that long. I really do. That's the prayers. How long? Woo, we done
cool.
served it, you know?
That's right.
How long?
Well, I don't think it's going to be too much longer after our punishment is up. I really don't. Because we got to, you know, we always say that, history repeats itself. And so when we was getting ready to come out of Egypt, we came out of Egypt when it was still dark on Pesach, you know. And it wasn't long, man. We seen Egypt burning, you understand? So, you understand, we're going to see the destruction of this place right here, you know, and it says that we're going to be here out, and he's going to send Gabriel, you know, one of his archangels, you understand, to come get us from wherever we head out. And I don't think it's going to be long after our punishment. I really don't. Iran is acting up from what they say. Mm-hmm. I think it's America goating them for, you know, pushing them people to do certain things. You understand what I'm saying? But you understand? I don't know. It might be where the whole destruction start, man, because it talks about Damascus got to fall. You understand? And Damascus is in that same region where Iran is. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And Israel, they want to act like their hands is clean, but I think that they got a lot to do. I'm talking about the Israelis, so-called Israelites. You understand? You understand? They got a lot to do with this here because they've been untouched through all of this stuff, man. You understand? And they've been doing their little underhanded little stuff, man. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's all playing out just like the Most High said it was, ain't it?
Absolutely,
yeah.
You understand? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna jump in there and say this. You know, he's saying, you know, we like Brother Adonia was saying about Iran. When you start looking at it, you know, you go back to Ezekiel chapter 38 when somebody's gonna put them. I think it's Ezekiel where he said they can put hooks in your jaws and drag them on down to the valley of the hills of fat. They just cannot get out of the Middle East. No way, no. They can't get out of there. And that's exactly what the Most High said in the scripture. They're going to put hooks in their jaws, dragging them on down there. Every time they seem like they calm down, something else happens and just pull them even more. And I'm sitting there going, wow, you can actually see the scriptures at work. What's sad is that we have a lot of pastors and everybody else, they're not teaching this stuff to the people the way it needs to be taught. And telling the people the truth, because everybody still jumping around here talking about prosperity and all this stuff and making money and all this crazy stuff, you know, because I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to say it, if there are any Christians on the line, I mean, you just have to take it and swallow it like it is. But if that thing was the truth, the real truth, and nothing but the truth, then we wouldn't see all this craziness sitting is going on in the church. I asked somebody once, you know how people catch the Holy Spirit. And they jump up and down and flop on the floor, and foam at the mouth and shake and go through convulsion. You know, we used to all think that was good. I used to be scared when I was a child. I used to be actually scared, terrified, because that's why I didn't want to go to church as a child, because I used to see that. And to me, that was like somebody possessed. What people don't understand is I asked somebody to do this. I said, you go back in that book that you read, you find me one incident of somebody flipping on the floor and rolling around and foaming at the mouth. You find one incident of that, and you can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Absolutely.
Mm-mm.
But yet, this is what they say is the truth, and it's not the truth. If it was the truth, you wouldn't have all that. How could I put it? The gay path on the cover.
Yeah.
Path. You wouldn't have all this stuff going on. You wouldn't have.
Nope.
You wouldn't have people taking oaths to stuff that's outside of the Most High. You wouldn't have none of that stuff. But that ain't the truth. It's just not the truth.
Absolutely.
And then when you start talking about us, I agree with you what you said earlier. We need to stop like going into these camps and stuff. I'm glad them brothers out there doing they do, but darn, they got to stop with all this silliness, you know, addressing these young women that you ain't wearing a head wrap and all this stuff. So you going there, you got to do this. Quit yelling at these folks, man, and start telling these folks the truth. Start loving on your people, because one of the biggest commandments is says, love thy brother as thyself. We need to start loving on each other and cut all this fussing and fighting. And if there are any of these folks on these camps on this call tonight, I said it, just stop doggone fighting so much and start loving on each other. And it's a shame that don't nobody want to go pray and say we sorry to the Most High. You think that would be a priority? I'm sorry I'm venting right now, but it's just a
truth.
Please, keep off that.
Nobody wants to go and get on their knees, bend that knee, and say, I'm sorry to the Most High Yah. But everybody can say, well, you know what? My light bill ain't paid. Let me pray to God. Let me pray to Jesus. Let me ask him for something. So ain't nobody sitting there thinking about, let's apologize.
Nope. Nope.
I agree.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but that's why I say people get excited. They come here, they find their identity, and then they go searching the internet, or they'll see some people in their city that's Israel and think that everybody's all warm and fuzzy. And I went through that. I thought everybody was excited like I was excited. And I ran into a whole bunch of rah, rah. And I was like, oh, my God, what happened? You know, I had so much excitement and so much stuff. And I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe that it was so much negativity. So I had to break away from it because I didn't want that spirit on me. I want to be excited. I want to be happy. I want to be ecstatic about being Israel. I want to love on the people and be with Yah and understand who we are. But I'm not going to let nobody put me in no legalistic situation. I spent too many years in Holiness Church to have to go through that. I spent too many years in it. Too many. Too many years where you can't wear lipstick, you can't wear makeup, you can't wear pants, you can't do this, your skirt got to be down to the floor. I'm not going through that ever again because that's not Yah and that's not love. And they do the same thing over here. They use the same scriptures over here and they go through the legalism.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All we could do was put grease on our face. That was it. We couldn't do nothing else. And it's like, no, that's not Yah. Yah is not operating. He don't do that.
Mm-hmm. And that's supposed to burden.
The same thing. My niece said that she had to literally drive through IUIC in Cincinnati, Ohio, to get past them. She had to drive through because they was bombarding her. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, they're going to end up getting sued. That's what's getting ready to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know that what the Messiah said, what Christ said, he said, you know, before you go condemn somebody, I'll take the mote out your eye. Because none of us all them. And they need to take the most out of the. You sitting out there telling the sister to put on a head wrap, but then you get out that mixed fabric. And I actually told one to get out that mixed fabric. And you're going to keep the law like that. Get out that mixed fabric, take off that satin and the cotton and all that stuff mixed, and let's do this thing the right way.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I don't condemn them like that. I don't want them condemning nobody else. I go to them in love. I go to all my people in love. But it's just to a point now where we this close where nobody want to sing like they want to pull together. And everybody want to be happy and jump on everybody else. Oh, I don't like that group. I don't like that group. No, y'all need to stop. We all Israel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody got their way that they want to come back to the Almighty, you understand, and get that salvation from the Almighty. You understand? So I don't knock nobody for what they do and how they want to do it. You understand? Because it's all going to be revealed. You understand? At some point. You understand? You know? And I don't, you know, like, you know, I had, you know, when I first came in this way, you understand what I'm saying? And they had chief men. And I was trying to change, and I come to find out that they didn't change. They still doing that, selling narcotics and treating women like, you know what I'm saying, like that. But I had, you know, I stayed within the, you know, for the word. I was listening for the word, listening to hear what the scriptures had said. I stayed for 7 years. And then I said, man, and I told my brother and one of my close friends, man, we need to start our own thing, man. We need to get away from these folk, man. You understand? Because they were doing all the wicked stuff that I was trying to get away from. You understand?
You're right.
You know, treating them like you know, taking their food stamps and taking their, it wasn't no food stamps that during that time. It was welfare checks. You understand? And gambling it all up and buying narcotics and. You understand? And I was trying to get away from that stuff, and I found out you didn't have to change. They still doing it where you at. So I had to get out of there, man. You understand? And I have not really been back affiliated with any organized group. You understand? So-called organized, because they weren't organized. You understand? Since then, man. You know, since then, man, they didn't start. They didn't went into the rabbiship. You understand? And see that. That something, you know, they had a church. I think it was a rabbi church back home. It burnt down just here recently. You understand? They trying to redo it now. But the Almighty don't do stuff, man. You understand? That something was going on. You understand? To let them know that that's not the way that they're supposed to be going. You understand? With that Star Davis, you know, and all of that kind of nonsense, man. That's not true. You understand? So, you know, if it was real and if it was true, it wouldn't have burnt down. If it was something that we needed to latch on to, it would be flourishing today. They stayed in power for a long time. But here it is, the latter days now, that place got burnt down. I mean, it got destroyed. You understand? They working on rebuilding, but you understand? They need to take another look at what they're doing. You understand? So, you know, the Almighty has a way that he fixes everything. Everything. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And, you know, we have to just do what we have to do because they're not, you know, like I said, don't get caught up in the ism and the shit. Don't be listening to that woman. She needs to shut her doggone mouth. You don't want me to say what I want to say, but I'm not going to say that. I'm going to be very polite and ladylike today. I'm not going to go there. But I'll say this, that if you have a problem with what any woman is doing, you need to go to Yah. Because guess what? He says in the last days, sons and daughters. They tip over that part. So we have to be able to understand that everything we're doing is because the Most High told us to do it, and that everybody benefits from everybody putting their hands to the plow. No one person is going to do this. It's too big for one person to do. It's too much. It's all over the world. We scattered all over the world. There's no way one person can do that. Y'all have to be the one to do that this time.
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely.
You know,
I agree with you. I agree with
that. We was in one place the last time. We was in Egypt. We was in one location. Now we're in every country.
That is correct. You know, so it has to be the hand of the Almighty, man. He's going to have to do a great thing this time where all the nations will know that he is the true and living Elohim, the power of the universe. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they're going to all know when he brings out his people back into the place where they came from. You understand? This is Almighty, man. And this, we got to recognize, this is his orchestration. This is his baby.
Yes, it is.
Hey, sis, what is the difference between the repentance and atonement?
It's about the same. You know, when you atone for your sin, it's the same thing. You basically ask the Most High to forgive you. You know,
that is correct.
You do the same thing. Repentance is the same thing. It's just, you know, one is you use with repentance is in the New Testament and atonement is in the Old Testament.
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. You know, so it's basically the same thing. You know, it's just so many. Enjoy being an Israelite. We just found out who we are. Don't let nobody steal that joy from you. You know, enjoy the fact that we found out Elohim, because we've been lost from us for 400, longer than that, thousands of years. Enjoy who we are and what we're doing. That's what we're doing next. The nation of Yehuda, we're getting ready to start building a nation. We're getting ready to start enjoying our culture and developing our culture and doing things as a group that's fun and getting our children involved and our young people involved and just building on positive and not negative things. Because don't nobody want to walk away. We've been through enough. You know? We got plenty of work to do than to be badgering somebody. You know you ain't supposed to be doing that. Well, you supposed to take that out. Who taught you? Who wants to come into something like that? Most people would steer clear. They'd be like, I don't want to be bothered with that mess. You can't bully nobody into this. Y'all have to open up their eyes. So, I'm just saying, you know, just enjoy who you are and being an Israelite. I want to be around positive people that's excited about this thing. I want to be around people that love Yah and want to worship Him and build this thing together in love. I don't want that. I don't want no negativity, no men ruling and lording over women, no women lording and ruling over men. I want everybody to work together in love and unity and make this thing work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
Hallelujah.
I think it's supposed to be. You know, and then guess what? These guys be on there with their wives, and then all of a sudden the wives get tired of them. And then instead of the guys showing some respect for her because it ain't working out no more, she was a Jezebel. Yep, that's why she wasn't up but a whore. Now, you know, this lady got babies by you. And just because y'all didn't work out, because it takes two people to mess it up, it takes two people for it to work and two people to mess it up. Now you're going to get on YouTube and dog the girl. I mean, it's just no polish at all whatsoever. It's like, where's all the polish at? Where's the brothers that got some polish? They just dogging each other on YouTube and all kind of stuff. It's like, what's wrong? Don't nobody want to come into that.
Hebrews to Negroes is ICUK or whatever they call this, man. They trying to cut him down. You understand? I see that as being jealous, total jealousy.
It is.
You understand?
It is.
Because the brother is doing a great work. You understand? You understand? And they want to cut that. You understand? Come on, man. You understand? These guys that UNIC, you understand, they got real problems in their own camp. You understand? They need to be working on them.
And much work to be done. And everybody go through that because you look up and you be like, well, how do you get all these people? I even went through that, but guess what? I had to come to realize everybody got a job to do. Everybody has a work to do. And if he is just blowing up, let him blow up. Because this is about Israel. This ain't about us. It ain't nothing about nothing to do with you.
That is correct.
You know? Some of us been on the battlefield a long time. But that ain't got nothing to do. Everybody has a part to play, and he's playing his part. You know? You just gotta let it be what it is. But on that note, we have come to the end of our show. And I'm glad that you guys were here today. It made it a whole lot easier, you know, to be able to come together and communicate. We got a lot of people on here just listening still. All praises to the Most High Yah. We got 28 days. Tomorrow will be 27. We're on the countdown. Eventually, we're going to get down to the single digits. Woo! Yes, indeed. We're almost there. So I'm going to give you all a chance to say something to the people before we dismiss. Area code, Brother Yerushalayim 478, what would you and Sister Rachel like to say?
I just want to say to everybody, just keep studying, enjoying who you are. If you got questions, ask them on this forum. We'll get them answered. Peace and love to everybody out there.
All right, shalom, shalom. Area code 757, what would you like to say? Sis, you there?
Shalom, family. Yes, shalom, family. I just want everybody just to remember the Most High Focus when he's going to bring us through.
All right, shalom, shalom. Brother Donia.
Shalom, this is Adonia. I just, what I want to say is that trust in the Almighty with all your heart and soul. You understand? He is our God, and he's going to bring us through this mess. You understand? All praises to the high and holy name.
All right, hallelujah. Guess what? We'll see you Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our weekly Bible reading. We read 5 chapters a night. We're working our way through the Bible. We're in the book of Daniel. Invite a friend, a family member, a coworker. We'd love to have you. We're going to be on the conference call, and the number is 319-527-9197. Access code 256039#. Again, the number is 319-527-9197. Access code 256039#. All of you all who order T-shirts, they are definitely in the mail. You should be receiving them in the next couple of days. Call me and let me know how they look. I think they came out really, really good. They look exactly the way the picture is. And if you guys haven't ordered some, I would advise you to do it because the price is going up because we got to be able to meet our demand. So for everybody who's been on here that has been listening, go order you some T-shirts because as of next Sunday, the price is going up on them because of shipping and handling and all this stuff. We got a chance to feel our way around, and we need to do a little bit more tweaking on that. And on that note, we'll see you Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Good night.